The Ohio Valley region has historically enjoyed some of the lowest power rates in the country, a benefit of the area's legendary coal fields. But as Benny Becker reports, the coal industry's downturn is contributing to rising power rates in more ways than one.
Angry customers and public officials filled a high school auditorium in Hazard, Kentucky, and took turns pleading with three members of the state's Public Service Commission.
This community for two centuries has been powering our nation. We're now struggling to keep our own lights on.
That's Angie Hatton, a state legislator representing Letcher and Pike counties. She was one of dozens who came to voice opposition to the roughly 15% rate increase requested by Kentucky Power, a branch of American Electric Power. Hatton says it's by far what she hears the most about from her constituents.
That's what they want to talk about. They can't afford to stay in business. That's not going to help us get back out of this terrible situation that we found ourselves in with the downturn in the coal industry here.
Kentucky Power serves a region that's lost a lot of people and businesses in the last few years. Kentucky Power's president and COO, Matthew Satterwhite, defended the rate increase as necessary to make sure the company remains profitable enough to attract investors.
Do they provide that return so in the future you have more investment so we can keep the lights on?
Satterwhite said the company has invested heavily in recruiting new businesses, and he's optimistic that the economy is turning around. But even in areas with more stable and prosperous economies, power companies are facing challenges.
Another big trend going on nationwide in general is pretty flat electricity demand.
That's Kathy Kunkel, an analyst with the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis, a research group that promotes sustainable energy. Kunkel explained that the recent recession, together with increasingly efficient homes, appliances, and light bulbs, all of that has meant that business for power companies isn't growing as steadily as it used to. And here in the Ohio Valley region, there's another challenge.
There's also a problem with our utilities having made investments in a lot of coal-fired power plants and those investments not turning out to be competitive anymore.
Coal is no longer the cheapest source of energy. It's been passed by natural gas, and renewables aren't far off. Kentucky Power, like many utilities in the region, is very much invested in coal, and that's part of why customers are paying higher prices. Kunkel says Kentucky and West Virginia laws guarantee a certain amount of profit to power companies, which lets them pass costs on to customers.
Utilities are actively looking to get ratepayers to pick up some of the costs of coal plants that the company is not finding to be as profitable as they would like.
Power companies are far from alone in betting on coal and getting burned. Throughout the coal fields, budgets have gotten tighter at every level. Back at the hearing in Hazard, Rose Wolf described the situation she sees in Jackson, Kentucky, where she serves as mayor.
Our seniors and our elderly are drawing just over $600 a month. Their electric bills are taking one-third to one-half of their income. So who is going to help them when they can't keep their power on to stay warm?
Wolf said some are forced to choose between power, food, and medicine. She told the crowd she wants Kentucky Power to share part of the burden.
Every city and county in eastern Kentucky is being asked to do more for less. I think it's time Kentucky Power does more for less.
The Kentucky Public Service Commission is in a final round of data gathering and is expected to issue a decision soon. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Benny Becker in Whitesburg, Kentucky.